If Alice suddenly tumbled through the looking glass and into Chicago today, she might come upon a most peculiar scene. Young children behaving like perfect ladies and gentlemen, instead of like the guests at the Mad Hatter's tea party. From Chicago, Linda Wagner prepared this report.
Plus your ankles, you push up your torsos, put your hands in your lap, and you sit like a lady.
8-year-old Amanda Pierce is a picture of social grace at an afternoon tea. The tea and fashion show is a celebration for dozens of graduates of the Children's Spoon Workshop in Social Manners. Hundreds of Chicago area children from age 4 to 14 have taken the course to learn the rules of proper behavior.
How to set the table and how to speak on the phone.
My telephone manners improved, and now I say, hello, Kraskaris, and it's Jimmy speaking, and I used to say just hello.
How to answer the door and just to be nice.
Be nice is the main message of the Children's Spoon. It started 5 years ago with former school teacher Paula Person. Person felt that popular culture had run roughshod over the social graces.
I was rather tired with people saying children are horrible and children misbehave and, oh, children have no manners today.
So Person drafted a proposal. She took it to the program director at a community center in an affluent suburb on Chicago's North Shore.
And he looked it over and he says, I think this sounds great, but he said, who's interested in social manners today? So he says, well, we're in Winnetka, why don't we try it? So we did. Very nice. Oh, beautiful.
Since then, hundreds of young ladies and gents have been formed by the Children's Spoon Workshops. Many were at this celebration in Chicago's posh Drake Hotel to show off what they've learned.
Jeans and shirt.
A select group model the latest child fashions while a ballroom filled with well-mannered youngsters and their parents enjoy tea, punch, scones, and pastry.
This afternoon, you'll be taking the finger sandwiches with what two fingers? Very good. I'm glad somebody remembered your index finger and your thumb. That's right.
What's your name?
Christopher.
How old are you?
5.
How are you supposed to meet people?
By shaking their hands.
When we go to church on Sunday, he sits with his legs crossed and his hands in his lap, very prim and proper, and I do like that on Sunday.
It costs $60 to take the course. Most students seem to be from middle-class families, and Person insists she's not aiming at the very rich.
Absolutely not. My course is for all children from all lifestyles. Being considerate is the number one word I want to get across in my course.
Yet there does seem to be a trend in enrollment. Most students are sons and daughters of the corporate elite. In fact, Person's daughter is finding success offering the course to children of American businessmen in Europe. Of course, there are sons and daughters of teachers, plumbers, and social workers taking the class for a very simple reason.
To be polite.
Why should you be polite to people?
Or else people won't like you.
Person's students have tipped her off to a new market. They say politeness is rare among the adults at home. So in the fall, Person starts a new social manners course for mom and dad.
Turn right around, everybody, and smile. Let everybody see you. JP.
For National Public Radio, I'm Linda Wagner in Chicago.
Right down, Christopher, right out on the runway. Charles. Rita, Patty.